Word spread. The number of demonstrators grew, and by the time they reached the steps of the Capitol in Montgomery on March 25th, their numbers had swelled to at least 25,000. But King wasn't allowed on the steps of the Capitol. The marchers weren't allowed on state property. Sitting in the Capitol dome like Pontius Pilate, Alabama Governor George Wallace refused to come out and address the marchers, and Dr. King delivered his speech from a platform constructed on a flatbed truck parked on the street in front of the building. And from that platform, King delivered his stirring anthem to freedom, first recalling how they had marched through desolate valleys, rested on rocky byways, were scorched by the sun, slept in the mud, and were drenched by rains. The crowd, consisting of freedom-seeking people who had assembled from around the United States, listened intently as Dr. King implored them to remain committed to the nonviolent philosophy of civil disobedience, knowing that the patience of oppressed peoples wears thin and that our natural inclination is to hit back when struck. He asked rhetorically, "How long will prejudice blind the visions of men, darken their understanding, and drive bright-eyed wisdom from her sacred throne?"